Yesterday we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. With rapt attention we listened to the angel choir sing, "Glory to God in the highest," and contemplated that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Coming to faith in Christ Jesus, holding to Him as our Redeemer from sin, death, and the power of the devil, comes with a price. The second day of Christmas is the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the Christian Church. Stephen, who was one of the deacons appointed by the apostles to assist with caring for the church, was a holy and upright man. He dared to proclaim the truth of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ, even before the Sanhedrin. For speaking the truth, Stephen was taken outside the walls of Jerusalem and stoned to death. St. Luke recorded the last moments of Stephen's life. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. There is a cost to discipleship, a cost of being in the world but not of the world, a cost for trusting in Jesus Christ alone. Whereas we will, more than likely not be stoned for our faith, yet we will constantly be asked to defend our faith. St. Stephen serves as an example of one for whom Christ Jesus is the most important. He also serves as an example of one who forgives, even as he has been forgiven for the sake of Christ. May our Lord grant us faith like that of St. Stephen, that we be faithful to Christ Jesus, no matter the cost. Amen.